here to run a police department, not a frat house.
Unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
That's not a U.S. president. Okay. That's just the prime minister of Russia defending the president of Russia.
What do you want me to lock everybody up? What is that going to solve?
I am a very ethical person.
I have many Filipino friends. Our children grew up.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Now, if you shoot a little from the bridge, you got a problem.
Mr. Congressman, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Thank you. I would dignify you by peeing on your leg. I know it wouldn't be worth wasting the urine, but...
Broadcasting from the city of homes and beaches, Steve Tavares is angry.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays, whatever. Steve Tavares here. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here in San Leandro. You know what else I'm at? Zocalo. And you know who else is here? Say it with me. Legendary Craig Williams. Good to be with you again. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Whatever.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. You're Catholic too, right?
Huh?
You're Catholic. Do you notice that everybody, you can't say anything about anybody else, and you're accused, you don't even know you're saying something wrong. They accuse you, oh, that's patriarchy. That's whatever. But you notice then when it comes to our religion, they just go all nuts. Haymakers left and right. We're supposed to take it. Not right. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, I ain't condoning no priest getting on with little kids. That doesn't mean anything about me going to church or believing whatever. But you notice this hypocrisy?
Yeah, it's like guys. You know, you can't say anything about women or women jokes, right? But you can say that dumb dude, you know.
Yeah.
You know who the guy is? Homer Simpson. You know, you think about how dumb that guy is.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's just like, you know, for years. It's been on for 20 years, and it's been like guy jokes, like 90% of the time. I mean, they're funny. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And guys are chumps most of the time. But, yeah, it's true.
I'm gonna be honest. It doesn't bother me. But I'm the kind, like, if you give me a wide opening, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take and fight you. Like, oh, and show the hypocrisy, right? What you saying?
Well, the Catholics, right? The Catholic Church, I mean, they get a lot, you know, with the pedophile problem. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's been going on for so long. I can see how churches...
That's administrative. That's administrative problem.
It's a cultural
thing, too. It don't have any bearing on what you believe. And when you go to church and do the whole thing, whatever, that's an administrative problem. America, government is corrupt, but don't mean like Craig Williams is because he's American.
The parishioners, the Catholics, they're good people.
Anyway, speaking of getting it on, did you see this story? A former San Leandro's police chief, Sandra Spagnoli. And she, you know, a couple years ago, she went to Beverly Hills to become the chief. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Great gig, right? And so now there's a news story in LA Times this week that Beverly Hills is settling a complaint, $2.3 million complaint, saying that she made... There's like dozens and dozens of people that work there saying she's making, you know, racist remarks about Jews, Mexicans, and that she's, you know, having sexual relations with subordinates there. I never heard anything like that when she was in San Leandro. This is only a couple of years ago.
I don't know. Maybe just being, you know, in that environment, in the Hollywood environment, you know, it's conducive. who's the guy? Who's the actor who's charged with anti-Semitism? He played with Danny Glover in a few movies.
Mel Gibson. Oh, man, she turned into Mel Gibson down there?
She's got the Mel Gibson syndrome, you know.
And up here she was Barney Fife.
Yeah, really.
And she turned to Mel Gibson.
What happened? And, you know, yeah, she was up here. She's kind of a little prudish up here. I thought she was a little prudish. I brought some ideas up to her, and, you know, she sort of blew them off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's tragic that they have to spend so much money on police lawsuits. You know, I mean,
that's like, yeah, it's not even shooting. It's just, but that's like Desley Brooks, $2.3 million. So it must have been really bad because they just said, you know what? The city attorney's like, well, $2.3 million, let's just settle that right there because if we go to trial, it's going to cost us more. So you like wonder how much worse. Here's some of the things that the LA Times says that she was talking about. She was calling yarmulkes, you know, weird little hats. It was some kind of event with the Latino community group. So do I have to dress Mexican? And of course, then the getting on part. But I don't know. Is that anti-Semitic to say call yarmulke a funny little hat?
You know, I think there must have been something about her tone, because in some ways you could say it where it would be like almost like a joke, you know. But on the other hand, it could sound very negative, you know. I don't understand the context.
Yeah.
But I think that must have something to do with it.
A funny hat literally would be a big giant, like if there was like Beverly Hills council members and school board members wearing big giant foam sombreros. That would be a funny hat, right?
But
clearly funny hat. Yeah. But the other part, so I never saw any of this. I agree with you. When she was up here in San Leandro, she was very guarded. You know, after a while, you know, I was able to form a little relationship, you know. Honestly, you got to write some good stuff. And they go, oh, okay. You know, all the negative stuff pushes them away. But I didn't see anything. I never heard anything. It, to me, it says these are so egregious and so many people saying it down there. I mean, there's no way that I couldn't have saw something. And like I was telling you earlier, to where if I read this, if it had a ring of, I mean, it could be true, but it wasn't like what she was. I would have said something like, oh, I could have seen her doing that. Oh, yeah, I saw some things. I wondered about that. None of this. So this is such a weird, weird story. But
yeah, you never know. I mean, you know, maybe she made some other statements, too, that you know, off the record or something. It's, you know, it's
there,
weird.
There could be more to the story. This is always like sounds like a labor story. So I don't know their labor situations. And maybe they're like, you know, the police union is trying to get a contract and she's not budging or some kind of issue like that. And there's we're gonna get you now.
Yeah.
And this is what I do.
And maybe she's got a bad relationship with the city council. You know,
well, she does now because I think most of them are Jewish. That's what's funny thing in the LA Times story is that somebody that's speaking to the paper on her behalf, the best they can come up with, she wouldn't say that. The whole city council and school board is all Jewish. She wouldn't talk. I mean, that's a that's a pretty weak defense. But we'll watch. But I mean, everything's up here is her with her replacement seems okay. But we've been trading. We've been sending our stuff down Southern California recently.
Oh, yeah. Remember Zapata? City manager. Zapata.
Yeah, he went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Anaheim. I think he's doing a fine down there. But and then she went there a couple years back. But it's just weird. I never heard. I hear everything, Craig. And there would be part of me, if you mentioned another like elected official around here that I've been around, and they say like, I might say like, you know what? I got no evidence, but I always feel like that one right there. Oh, yeah. Straight up. You know, this or that. Nothing. I didn't see anything. She seemed like straight arrow, regular cop. Yeah. You know, I felt burdened by being, you know, a female police chief. You know, she's kind of blazing new ground. And, you know, let's be real. Before she took over, these clowns that were running the police department for many years, racism that was rampant, I thought she cleaned it up. And so now that we hear this story, that she goes, that it's the opposite in Beverly Hills?
I am here to run a police department, not a frat house.
Since we're in San Leandro, what's your thoughts on this San Leandro Democratic Club?
Oh, the Democratic Club? Well, they leave a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
You know, the Democratic Club's politics, all the resources go to organizing or campaigns. When, you know, some of the money should be into local organizing. And, you know, a Democratic Club, in my opinion, should have around 500 members and 50 activists. And you can do that. You can achieve that for a local club, and then you're going to be a serious organization. I think, you know, they took a vote last Christmas to start to use emails, and it's like there's a system that the Democratic Party set up throughout the state with this company called PDI, where local clubs have access to emails. And, you know, for San Leandro, there's like 7,500 Democrats on that list, so, and what they charge you is a penny an email just to send out information. So if you're having a big event, you know, you send that information out to those 7,500 people. They're your members.
Right.
You know, in unions, you could get thrown in jail if you don't communicate with your members. But for some reason, Democratic Party organizations, you know, they don't have to follow those rules.
Well, I bring this up because during the last year, going to some of their meetings, endorsement meeting, and I noticed some things like, what's going on here? It's nothing corrupt or anything. It's more of ineptitude. And I bring this up because, you know, the Democratic Central Committee will, you know, soon be renewing charters for these clubs. You just can't be a Democratic club. You got to be chartered, and they are. And, you know, I think before that renewed, they need to be cleaning up some stuff. The first thing was that San Leandro has elections in November, yet they had an endorsement meeting in February when nobody knows if they're going to run. And there was, so they actually made endorsements to some candidates. And then later on, there's other people running later. And then they, what, you're going to do another one in like,
yeah,
whatever it was, September? I mean, that kind of thing, like, what is going on here?
Yeah, it sends a bad message. That was done because there was the big race between O'Malley and Pam Price.
Right.
And so they wanted to get an endorsement going then. And so what happened was, you know, they not only had her or the two DA candidates, but also the city council,
yeah,
some of the city council.
They even had school board people.
Yeah, and what happened was that, you know, they should have just had the DA race.
Yeah.
You know, just have those two. And I think in Alameda, they did that. In Alameda, what they did is they had those two candidates.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And, you know, that was that. But, you know, also they got in some quick endorsements for a couple of candidates. I remember Lee Thomas got the endorsement. And then when they had the debate in September, because he had the endorsement, they didn't include him in the debates in September.
Yeah.
Which was kind of wrong.
It's confusing to everybody. And
you know, it was like, you know, and other people got like a double endorsement, I guess. You know?
Yeah. So it makes me think, what's going on here? And for a long time, I'd see their Facebook page, right? Not a big deal, but it's all just filled with, like, half of it, or majority almost, is filled with Oakland-like postings. Like, you're not the Oakland. Oakland has Democratic clubs. They got many. Why are you telling your people about Oakland? Why don't you tell them about San Leandro?
Yeah.
And you brought up Alameda's Democratic club. They're good. I mean, they run the right. They run a good ship. And then throughout the year, they'll have, you know, informational meetings where they're very informational. They give you good stuff. Inform, you know, not only their club members, but anybody can go, right? I don't see that in San Leandro. And I'm thinking, let me test this theory. Is the lack of a legit Democratic club is one reason why San Leandro, and this has been for year, many cycles now, election cycles, has no bench in terms of candidates. Like, that's why we have council people, and school board members who run unopposed the first time, not even an incumbent.
Yeah, I mean, definitely if you had a good local club. You know, one of the things is, I don't know why the Democrats don't have a system of best practices. You know, if Almeida's doing things well, why don't they, you know, give that information to the San Leandro people so that, you know, they can yeah. use some of those methods.
That's kind of what I asked a central committee leadership person. And they said, oh, no, that's against the chart. We can't be getting involved. And I'm like, you don't know not to do it officially. Can't you just give them, like, advice, friendly advice? Like, for instance, what we left out is the most egregious, weird situation was during the September endorsement meeting. They did this thing where anybody could vote as long on that day. If they gave their $20 to join the club, they could vote. I was like, what are you asking for? And whether they did or not, they got it, is that one of the candidates stuffed, you know, just brought anybody, gave them $20, joined the club and vote for the fresh, clean slate people. I mean, it's kind of dirty, but at the same token, they followed the rules. It was the rules. I mean, that's those kind of things. Like, in the Democratic Party, they can't just, like, you know, give them advice. It's not official. They're not impugning on their, I don't know.
Well, it's a candidate-centered
system. Their sovereignty?
You know, it's a candidate-centered system, and the candidates like it the way it is now because they have the situation under control. You know, if you know that you're going to get the endorsement because you get a very small club, very small organization, that endorsement, like the average Democrat out there, that's... You know, that's significant. People look at that and say, well, the Democrats have endorsed so-and-so. They must be good, you know. But in reality, it's like a very small cabal, very small operation.
But the same token, if they're so small, they're not going to mean anything really to anybody.
Yeah, it does mean something on a mailer. You know, it's like that information on a mailer is worth, I don't know how much you can estimate, but... You know, it's worth a significant amount of money.
Well, I'm just saying it could mean more if people actually knew what it really meant. Yeah. You know? Otherwise, this is just like a hollow. Well, you know, you see that trick they do when they don't get the Democratic Party one, but they get a local one and they make it sound like, you know, I did. You know, you don't get the state party's endorsement, but you got like, you know, San Leandro's or Hayward's. So you just put it out there. Makes it seem like it was Democratic Party. There's a lot of... I mean, we got, you know, you go door to door. You know, nobody's paying attention except us.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, a lot of people who were members of the Democratic Party, you know, the Democratic Party is ideological on a state and federal level. But locally, you know, candidates who run, they run in nonpartisan elections. So it's still a good feeler for people, and that's why it works, and that's why they do it like they do it, where they keep the organization membership small. The thing I've been sort of talking about, like I say, is this idea of, you know, you could go door-to-door, you could get 500 members who contribute to the Democratic local club, and you could have maybe 50 members. You'd have enough money to have lots of good events, you know, a nice monthly event, a documentary, you know, good speaker. You could have something that people could come out to. You know, you could do with the 50 activists, if those people could do door-to-door stuff a couple times a year on legislation, you know, you're going to be talking to Democrats. And then, you know, with those people developing their door-to-door skills, they could be used in elections.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could have an activist party if you wanted to.
Well, you know, in San Leandro, there's a growing number of people since the last election who think San Leandro has turned Latino. They point out that Karina Lopez, you know, got the most votes. Yeah. Lopez, Victor Aguilar didn't do anything, yet he beat an incumbent. The thought is that that was that name. I think... If you were to run in San Leandro, how in this new reality, what could you do? Craig Williams.
Well, I've been floating the idea. My middle name is Vincent.
Middle name?
And some people call me Vicente. So I think if I use the Vicente, you know, it might help me if I did run. And I, to tell you the truth, I think I could have given Vicente Lopez a run for the money had I been on that fresh, clean slate.
You could have got more than 30%?
Yeah, I think I could have done a lot better. Plus, I would have been out there all, you know.
How many people call you Vicente?
In my family, every once in a while, somebody calls me that. You know, I don't think it's a bad idea. The thing is that, you know, our schools talk about, yeah, we got three council members now who are Latino, and now also 50% of the San Leandro High School is Latino. So that's the wave of the future.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll do a good job. You know, I think all of them are sincere people.
I'm not totally going for that yet. But because, you know, they say that same thing in Hayward. And it's kind of sad because they just simply, that's like the strategy, just get a Latino name. But that didn't really work out in the last election. And Hayward is bigger, has
Salinas,
the largest.
Right?
Yeah, he lost.
Yeah, he, you know, he came in. He
and two Ramoses finished like way, you know, after also ran for the council. They have 40%. They have the biggest Latino population, but they don't vote.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I don't know. So is the difference here that people are more engaged to vote? So I can't see it. Cities right next to each other. Maybe it's just good candidates.
Yeah, you know.
And they happen to be Latino.
Yeah, who knows? You know, and also, Lopez is a good candidate. You know, Ed Hernandez, he was a better candidate than Brian Azevedo. Yet I think Azevedo,
two are going to run for mayor together against each other. That's my prediction. Lopez Hernandez.
Yeah, they could be.
That's what's going to happen.
Could be.
Well, I look forward to seeing your signs. I'm worried about Craig Vicente Williams. That seems like a lot of letters for a yard sign. I'm a little worried.
Well, I could go see Vicente Williams, huh?
Could go CV Williams.
That's what I had for my email address for a while because
you're from
Williams
Valley.
Is such a common name, you know?
Yes. Williams. How about you just turn your name into Guillermo?
Yeah.
Craig Vicente Guillermo.
I'm not even going to run, probably, you know?
Oh.
I mean, my opportunity.
Everybody going now.
You know, I'm getting
and
old,
now you're
man.
Let them down.
I'm sort of like over the hill.
Man, you're like Gary Hart, man. Just let everybody down. You got all these supporters in the last 5 minutes, and now you just dropped them.
Well, you know, my thing is the single district elections. She comes first, and body cams.
This is a building blocks of quite a platform. The legendary Craig Williams. Thanks for coming by. Happy holidays. We're on a road to nowhere. Oh, come on. Thanks again to Craig Williams. Craig Williams, he is legendary. We all know that. He's the heartthrob, and he's San Leandro's greatest living person, in my opinion. But remember, East Bay Citizen, ebcitizen.com, at East Bay Citizen on Twitter, and at Facebook at East Bay Citizen. Covering this place known as the Dro ain't easy, and needs money. Go to paypal.me/EastBayCitizen to make a donation so we can get more soldiers out there on the beat reporting for this publication and growing it. Much appreciated. In the meantime, I'm Steve Tavares, and I'm angry, and you should be too.